going on? What's going on? You know what time it is. It's the time for some truth, some motivation, and everything else that come with it. You know, coming to y'all today, man. Good old Friday. Nice looking Friday, man. Beautiful out here. Got my car series going on, riding, and just enjoying the weather. Because yesterday it was real bad. Happy New Year's to everybody. Or New Year. Happy New Year. And, you know, whoever celebrates, you know, I don't, but still being respectful. I hope you guys have beautiful holidays with your family and you enjoyed it. Smile, cry, whatever you had to do, but it was all in good spirit, you know. But today, you know, just coming at y'all for the new year and just, man, just getting straight to it. You know how I do. I'm a motivator, never an instigator. You know, we stand solid, do what we do, move how we move. You know, if you came into the new year with no passion, no way to upgrade yourself, do things different, you're not looking to make any positive changes in your life. You're not saying any positive affirmations in your life. Then you're going about this all wrong. And my question today is, knowing all of that, knowing that you haven't done none of that yet, right? You know, you're still hanging around the same people that ain't doing nothing. You're still, you know, you're still trying to figure out things that you should already know. You know what I'm saying? Because you're smarter than that and you're better than that. But understand me, Clint. You know, at the end of the day, man, like, you guys will authenticate everything else. Gossip, all the nonsense, right? Authenticate all of that. And follow that hard. But you will not do that for your own life. And my question for that is, like, what are you scared of? What are you, like, really, what are you scared of? Are you scared of being successful? Does success make you scared? Because you know, like, man, if I so much as go this route and I actually do something, like, I'm scared that because I'm so comfortable where I'm at, but I don't want to change. I'm okay with just doing the bare minimum that I don't want to change. And, like, what type of life is that? I'm never going to be comfortable doing the bare minimum. I'm going to go over and above and beyond because that's just me. And that's the way I've trained myself. I mean, we've all had a point where we did do the bare minimum and just thought, like, all right, I did that. I did enough. So that was it. Enough is never it, man. Life is limitless. We have so much that we can do in the time that we're here, that we're given, that you should be taking advantage of it at all times. Like, there should not be a missing link to nothing that you want to do, you know. And I definitely want my people out there to know, no matter what you are, who you are, how you were brought into this world, what you look like when you look into the mirror, stop being scared of doing things, man. If you want to travel, get your passport or your whatever you need to get and go out there and travel, man. If you want love in your life, I say be patient. Let it come. Let it find you. But let it find you. Open your heart up and let it find you. You know what I'm saying? If you want to get that new car this year, save up. Stop going out. Stop going out to eat and learn how to cook. You feel me? If you want that new house, work on your credit. It is okay to work on things, and then when it's all said and done, you actually achieve them, and then it feels good. Like, that's the best part of just achieving your goals. Because everybody else around you, maybe they may be sitting docile and be like, you know, I'm good where I'm at. Okay, you good where you're at. I'm not good where I'm at. I'm never going to be good where I'm at. I'm going to keep pushing the line. You hear me? Like, I'm going to keep pushing that line every chance I get. You know, it's no. It's like, it's no harm, no foul to anybody around me. But if you ain't with the same thing I'm with, if you're not trying to better yourself, or you're not trying to better, just like, be better in general, then what are we friends for? What are we associates for? I still show you love, but nah, it's too much time. It's too much time out here to just be on one accord. It really is, you know. If I go to work, best believe the hours that I give to work, I'm gonna give to what I'm doing. I'm working outside of my job. I'm working on my brain outside of my job. Like I'm working. I'm gonna continue working. As long as, you know, my breath is still in them lungs and my heart is still pumping, boom, 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 boom. Guess what? I'm putting in that work, man. I'm moving. You know, and I ain't letting nobody hold me back, man. Family, friends, I don't care who you are. I don't care how long we've been friends. If you're holding me back from something and it's an achievement in life and it's something that I can push myself to do and I can grow from it, and you're not, and you're keeping me away from it, man, listen, bro. I drop you like a bad habit. I will drop you like a bad habit, and I won't feel bad about it. I will breathe comfortably knowing that I made a better choice for myself. And it's not, matter of fact, you got to be selfish. You have to be. That's the key word. You have to be selfish about you. Because if you don't, who's gonna do for you the way you're gonna do for you? Who's gonna push you the way you're gonna push you? Nobody. Unless that other person really get, you know, cares about you and really, you know, loves you and wants to see you, you know, get ahead in life, then, you know, that's how it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how it's going to break down, you know? And that's how I see my friends, man. I saw a little saying that said, if you look around at your circle and nobody is motivating the next one, like nobody is like, yo, bro, we need to do this, man. We gotta do this for this year. And or yo, sis, you know, we gotta do this for this year. You know what I mean? We're gonna travel this year, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that. If nobody is doing that, then my friend, you're not in a circle. You're in a cage. And when I saw it, I said, damn, I'm like, whew, that's different. Because if you're in a cage, then you can't pass the ball around. You can't tell your friend, yo, look, man, we got to do woo, 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 woo. You know, the circle keeps going. It's everlasting, you know. It goes around and around, and you just keep motivating yourself and your friends. And y'all doing big things, man. Big things. Making, you know, and making each other feel good. And on the flip side, if your friend is wrong, putting them in their place. I should be able to tell you when you're wrong without you catching the attitude. Especially if we road dogs like that. You know? I don't have a million friends. I don't need a million friends. You know? I like to be to myself a lot. And I have my friends that I, you know, I rock with. I have associates, people that I may associate myself with. And, you know, I may have a conversation with, you know, stuff like that. But I don't have a lot of friends. And I choose that. I choose that because I don't need a lot of people, man. I don't need to manage a whole bunch of people and their spirits and their energies and all that. Nah, man, I don't need to do all that. I got who I got, and I'm stuck with who I'm stuck with, you know? And I'm cool with that. I'm okay. I'm fine with that. You come into my life. You coming into some motivation. You coming into some fire motivation. You coming into strength. You coming into wisdom. You coming into all kinds of stuff. But one thing you ain't gonna come into is no drama, no extras. Nah, man, we're not doing that. And if I feel like I'm doing that, I'll pull back. Like, hold up. That ain't even you, bro. Chill out. That's not you, man. We gotta keep the vibe positive, man. We gotta keep the vibe positive. And we gotta stop being scared of moving forward, of pushing the line, of telling our friends, hey man, you over there doing that, but you better at doing this, bro. Or you better at doing this. It's like, why are you wasting your time with that? You know, and even if they get mad, like, nah, you know, like you told them the truth. And it's up to them to figure it, like, figure out, like, ah, you know what? Maybe such and such is right. Maybe such and such is right, man. You know? maybe I gotta push forward, because I've been comfortable here for too long. You know, I've been comfortable here for too long, and it's time to push that line. It's time to push whatever I need to push and go ahead and get what I gotta get and stop being scared. It might not even be that you're scared. It might just be that overall, you may not know which way to go. And that's another thing. Ask. Speak to somebody that is in your area of, like, okay, I may want to do stand-up comedy. Go speak to some people. Go down to the clubs and speak to people and try to get engaged, you know, gauging and see, you know, what you would need to do and how you would need to start. And you never know who you might meet. You might meet somebody that may want to give you a chance. They may want to hear some material. And you get up there and you just, next thing you know, you inside the club. And then next thing you know, you inside of, you selling out Madison Square Garden. Because the more that we limit ourselves, the more that we don't know that we are limitless human beings. That's how I figure it. I have not read that anywhere, but I'm just saying, like, if we put a limit or we put a lid on what it is that we got going on, you're stopping yourself. You're just kind of stagnant, right? But if you don't put a lid on it and you just keep, you're finding out, you're making mistakes, you're learning, you're getting your knee scrapes a little bit because you're still learning, you're learning, and then you finally get your big break. Man, that's all a part of life. It's like when you're riding that bike, you're going to fall off a few times, especially when you ain't got the training wheels on there no more. You're going to fall off there a few times, but guess what? Once you really get the hang of it, oh man, you're going to be doing hook slides, you're going to be riding that bike like you was an expert. But see, that takes time. Everything takes time. Don't be scared to just, like, you know what? As long as you know that it's worth it, you're not wasting your time. That's the first thing. And then you just pushing forward. Like, man, I want this. I really want this. I really want to achieve this goal. You know, like, I've been working on my podcast, and then, you know, just networking with people and just getting the word out, man. And, you know, me and my cousin, we haven't spoke for a while. Not no beef or nothing, but we just two different areas, and I had lost her number. And, you know, but she been connecting, I've been connecting, just watching and seeing, you know, her growth. And we working together. She has a platform, and, you know, I'm gonna embrace her platform as well as, you know, she with mine, said she wanna work with me. And it's just like, yo, man, we just keep taking steps each year. Each year, each day, each moment, you keep taking steps forward. I will not let no one, no man, no woman, nobody in this world control how I'm going to move forward. It is between me and the big man upstairs. All praise is due to Allah. That is it. And that's how I'm going. That's how I'm going to move. I don't have not one care in the world about what a person thinks about me or how they will ever feel about me and what I'm doing. They might be like, oh, man, that's corny. You know, people are talking about this, this, and this. You're talking about mental health. Well, you know what? Mental health is important to me. Motivation is important to me. Knowing how people feel and what we need to do to become better is important to me. And I'm going to push that message until there's nothing left in me. Because from what I've been through, from what I've heard others go through, you know, and how they got through their turmoil, It's still getting through it, because we're all out here still healing. Believe it or not, you're gonna heal until you feel like you're fully ready that you know you done healed up enough to do whatever it is that you need to do for the next step of your life, the next level. You know, we're all doing that. But in order to truly heal, man, you got to really find out what the issue was. If you were the issue, if the other individual that may be in your life was the issue, you got to hold some, you know, take some accountability, and you got to fix it. You got to fix the issue, whatever the issue may be. If you were hurt, if you were, you know, whatever the case may be, man, you got to figure out at the end of the day, what did I do to cause this to myself? Did I put myself in a position to be, you know what I mean, to be hurt when I knew that ultimately this situation was going to bring me nothing but hurt, but I still went ahead and jumped in it. You got to really think about it, man, because we are our own worst enemy sometimes. And we don't even look at it like that. We just, oh, nah, you know, I'm too smart, or I'm too this, I'm too that to make that mistake. But lo and behold, you made that mistake. You know, lo and behold, you made that mistake, and it was your decision. You know something. You know the water was hot. How you gonna put your foot in? You know it's hot. It's gonna burn the mess out you, right? If you know the stove is hot, right? And you see it lit red, like you know that. All right, that must mean that it's hot. But yet and still, you go put your finger, your hand on that pilot and burn the mess out your hand. Whose fault? You know. But you knew. Sometimes we be knowing, like we be knowing that stuff is not for us, and still be going. The flag, the red flags, which one? Stop. Stop it. Stop doing this to yourself, man. And, you know, that's something I've learned. That's something I'm sure people have learned in general, you know. And, man, you got to put your hand back. Look at the situation. Really observe what you're looking at. And really see if this is for you. For real. I'm about to get this job, man. But something don't feel right. Ask the questions. Ask the questions. Man, I'm getting ready to go out, you know, but you know what, man? Something just don't feel right tonight. If you feel like that, man, stay in the house. Stay in the house, man. That night might be the night to save your life. And I'm telling you this from experience. That night might be the night that saves your life. Stay in the house, bro. Go, you know, watch some TV. Have your drink in the house. You know, if you smoke in the house. Just for tonight. Because you never know. You know? And I'm not saying you can't go outside and enjoy yourself. No, I'm not saying that. By all means, enjoy life, baby. Breathe. You know what I'm saying? Breathe and just enjoy what life has to offer. But all I'm saying is, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, be sure that you have lived your life. Be sure that you have asked yourself, man, why am I so scared of, you know what, the whole time you're not even scared. You're comfortable where you at. You're complacent. You don't want to change. And nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that, man. You know? The more and more you notice that it's not that, dang, man, you scared. People like you, nah, it's not even that you're scared. It's really just that you just don't want nothing to change. And then we mark ourselves as being scared. But don't put that label on yourself. Stop letting people put labels on you. Are you this? Are you that? Stop the labels. You know what I'm saying? Take them labels off you. Because half of the stuff you're not. You just heard somebody say it, or you feel like that's the thing to say. Nah, man, that ain't cool. You hear me? Like, that's not cool at all. Take them labels off you, man, and just be yourself. You know? Take them labels off your name. Unless it's positive labels. Hey, man, I'm success. You feel me? I'm beautiful. Even when you feel ugly, I'm beautiful. Anybody out there dealing with, you know, just being self-aware and just self-love, you know, I'm going to be successful. I'm beautiful. I'm everything. You know, I'm worth love. I'm worth everything that anybody else is worth, because I know I am. And I'm not saying that. I mean, I'll say it for myself, but I'm also saying that for the people that need to hear it. You're worth more than what you're putting, what you're labeling yourself, and what you're limiting yourself to. You're worth more than that. Life is worth more than that. You just keep moving it. That's all. You just keep moving. the more things will go around you, you know, and forgive and forget. That's one thing I'm working on right now, just to forgive and forget. Because I can forgive you in certain cases, and I can even forget in certain cases, but in others, sometimes it's just not possible. And that's something I'm working on in my life, you know, because I've had people that have done wrong. They don't even know I know they've done wrong, but I have people that, and then they look at me, and I guess they try to quite call themselves trying to figure me out. I'm a hard person to figure out. You'll never know. Honestly, you just never know. But, you know, the forgiving part is not even for so much as for you, man. It's just being a man to God or a woman to God or whatever, you know, whoever you pray to, and just being like, you know what, man, it's bigger. This is bigger than me. Why am I holding on to this whatever, and this person or that person are so messed up in their lives that they don't even know what they're doing. And then you got anger piled up on your chest blade, and you don't even know why. Nah, I'm barely angry, man. I'm barely angry because I don't even let nobody get to me like that. You know, it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. Just live life, you know, and be fruitful. Love when you can. Allow yourself to be loved when you can. And just enjoy it, man. Kick back, relax, and enjoy the ride. But you know, today, man, today is a moment of asking, is telling yourself, not asking, telling yourself, man, stop being scared. Find out what you're scared of, work towards it, and then ask yourself, man, like, were you scared of this the whole time? We were scared of this the whole time, man. What is we doing? What are we doing here, man? Get man, let's go. Let's go. Let's move around this, man. And let's get to it. You don't need to be scared. I wish y'all nothing but the best on your journey for the new year. Anybody working on anything and just any endeavors in their life, please keep working, keep going. Don't let nobody tell you can't do nothing because they decided not to do nothing with their life. Don't let nobody decide your future. Don't let nobody pick your present. Don't let nobody dictate how you gonna move because of your past. You hear me? Like, you gotta work. You gotta work. You know what I'm saying? Get out of your head. As the youngins say these days, and I honestly can say that, you hear me? As the youngins say, get out of your. I say the first part, get out of your head, and the youngins would say, get in your bag. Get in your bag and pick out nothing but good things for yourself, man. Positive. Be positive. All the negativity, can it. Throw it in, put it in the can. Write all the negative stuff down, right? Ball it up and throw it out. Burn it. Burn it or throw it somewhere. Because you're not living your life like that this year. You're moving positive. You're moving forward. Generalize, you know, generalize. Be who you want to be. Don't act. No, you know, the actors get paid. You don't. You hear me? So just be who you want to be, man. And if you know me, anybody knows me, you know, be me every day. You be me every day. I'm going to smile big. I'm going to be okay. No matter what, I'm going to be okay. I just always believe that. And I've been through some things, so just to know I've made it, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep motivating the people. Lead other people quite naturally, man. Never been a follower. Follow the rules, but never been a follower. Yep. But much love, much peace and success. Remember. Motivation, baby. Motivation is the key. Love is the key. Being true to yourself is the key. Make sure you unlock what you need to unlock with that key. Keep going. Forward progress. This is the Will I Am Rutledge Podcast.